Why do we need to grow? Because every time we grow and change, we can help the people we used to be. You're most qualified to help the person or people you used to be. That's why growing matters so much.
That's Ed Milet, and this is the Depression Detox Show. Welcome back to the Depression Detox Show, where we share ideas and stories to help you live a happier life. I am your host, Malik Josephs. Happy Monday. Thank you for joining me today as we have entrepreneur, New York Times bestselling author, and podcast host extraordinaire Ed Milet back on the show. And today he is going to share his beliefs about what happens after death. Here's Ed Milet. Enjoy.
And let me tell you my version of heaven. This is not a faith talk. I'll finish with this. I'm a Christian. So look, I believe heaven's that I want the Lord. All I need is the Lord go, hey, well done, good and faithful servant. Get your sinning butt in here. That's all I want. But whatever your belief is, this is not a religious thing. I metaphorically do believe this. I believe that when we die, we meet the person we could have been. I believe we meet the destiny version of ourselves, the one that was made in the image and likeness, the one we were capable of, the life we were capable of having. I want you to imagine for a minute that when you die, you meet the man or when you're a little boy, all the things, the little girl, all the things, all the times someone hurt you, all the times you were invisible, all the magic moments, all this totality of the story of precious you. Precious you. Precious you. You meet who you could have been. And for me, I'm chasing. People are like, what's your motive? I'm chasing that guy. I'm chasing the man I'm capable. The emotions, the memories, the contribution, the achievements, the family, the visual images. I'm chasing it. When I get there, I'm gonna go, man, I've been chasing you, Ed Milet. And I want me to go, man, I was watching you, bro. Woo, what a run. Man, I thought you blew it on that one chapter. That other time, woo. You were toast. Man, and I even know about all that crap you did over there. And then you came back. And then you got knocked down again. Then you came back. You got knocked down again. And I know. But man, then you started coming. Then you started coming. You did it. You did it. You had all the moments, the memories, the contribution in your life, the difference you made. You did it. You maxed out your life. To me, that's heaven. Becoming the person I'm capable of. I'm addicted to the expansion of my being. And being here with you today is an honor because it helps me expand. It helps me. Why do we need to grow? Because every time we grow and change, we can help the people we used to be. You're most qualified to help the person or people you used to be. That's why growing matters so much. Now, hell looks like this. Yeah, I was chasing you, and then this person hurt me. And I had that thing, and then the market, and then, you know, and I was watching, and you had it, and then the thing, and the, yeah, I want, it's over. The truth is, I lived my life scared. I lived my life scared. I underestimated myself. I underestimated the power of my faith in my life. And I spent a lot of my life scared. And I ran out of time. I was gonna get around to it. I was gonna get around to being happy. I had a few moments I felt it. Damn it.
Yeah.
You don't get to do it again. That was the one run. You live with this forever. I'm really sorry I don't recognize you. So my whole conversation today is really very simple. It was to remind you that you're supposed to go to heaven. It was to remind you that you were born to do something great with your life, to tap into something in you that's been there all the time, and you tap into it sometimes, but that somehow you decide today, I'm gonna walk a little different, I'm gonna talk a little different, I'm gonna feel it, I'm gonna live my life, I'm not gonna wait around, I'm not gonna have these depth perception issues, I'm gonna begin to give myself the gift of happiness so that I can transfer it to other people. I'm gonna outwork everybody, I'm gonna do one more meeting, one more contact, one more time I tell my daughter I love her. I will share something with you lastly. I told you about my buddy Dave Hollis. What you don't know is that same day I suffered a major medical event 3 weeks ago. And when you go through something like that, you start thinking, what if it ended right now? Let me ask you, if right now was the final chapter of the story of the book of your life, are you satisfied with all the chapters? And be like, no, wait, hold on, don't take me yet. I'm gonna write it. I'm about to write the chapter. Which would it be? And if the decision is, man, I would like to write another chapter. I would like to get to it. Here's the good news, you get to. I don't know how long you get, but you get to. You get to write another chapter. And what I believe is that if you put your head down, if you get focused, if you focus on loving people, if you stop worrying about what everybody thinks, if you start pursuing that person you are capable of, if you start doing those things I talked about, if you start competing, if you start doing it out of love, if you start honoring your family or the people you care about, with the efforts you make every single day, you will find the emotion we're all looking for in our life, which has been there all the time. You don't have to chase it. You don't have to do anything to get it. You can feel loved. You can feel blessed. You can feel happiness. You can feel peace in the moment. And when you feel those things, getting all the external stuff you think you want will be that much easier to do.
Big thanks to Ed Milette for stopping by. If you'd like to connect with him and his work, you can go to his website, edmilette.com. That is also his Instagram and his YouTube. He has the latest book, which is entitled The Power of One More, The Ultimate Guide to Happiness and Success. And lastly, check out his amazing podcast entitled The Ed Milette Show. And if you'd like to watch today's entire talk, which I highly, highly suggest that you watch, it was an amazing talk. But if you'd like to check that out, you can go to YouTube and search Ed Milette. Keynote address at KWRI Family Reunion 2023 video replay. And if you'd like to hear more talks with Ed Milette, you can head over to our show description to check out all the past episodes that we've had him featured on the show. And also in there will also be links to connect with him and his work as well. All right, that is a wrap for me. As I always say, I appreciate you. I hope you have a purposeful rest of your day, and I will see you back here tomorrow. So, until then, stay strong. Later.